fellow freedom fans. You're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast. You may not have known this. Before I went to the break, I was talking about rights and wrongs. Let's just quote something from Sir William Blackstone here. For the principal aim of society is to protect individuals, that's individual people, in the enjoyment of those absolute rights which were vested in them by the immutable laws of nature. That's it, folks. That's a principal aim of society. That's what they say. That was the theory at the time. Is the principal aim of society, why people get together and make compacts, why people get together and make agreements on how they're going to behave and institute a government, is to protect you in the enjoyment of your absolute rights. So, let's see. And therefore, the principal view of human laws is, or always ought to be, to explain, protect, and enforce such rights as are absolute. This is continuing on. Sir William Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England of the absolute rights of individuals. So, the principal aim of society, protect individuals, the enjoyment of those absolute rights, which are vested in them by the immutable laws of nature. A few more words there, we're going to skip on. It also goes on to say, the principal view of human laws is, or always ought to be, to explain. So, if a human law, that would be something the legislature puts together, to explain, to protect, and enforce such rights as are absolute. Absolute, you actually have an absolute right to life. You do have a absolute right to life. And even this whole abortion thing, the whole Roe versus Wade thing is so bad, it's so insane. It just shows how dumbed down we have become as a human group, as a society. Because it turns out that states, after Roe versus Wade, the legislatures not needing to, but because they've abandoned their bravery, they repealed their laws that makes killing babies a crime. They got rid of the laws that says that killing babies is wrong. Roe versus Wade didn't change the fact that it is wrong. You can have a law that says you will get punished if you kill the baby. Now, what you're going to have to do if somebody does it, you're going to have to take them to court. You're going to have to tell them, hey, there was a life, you killed it. And then what they would have to do, they'd have to have the bravery to defend themselves and say, no, you can't prosecute me because the baby was killing mom. And then they'd have to prove it. Well, you have a burden of proof to show that the baby was killing mom. And you know what? The baby really wasn't killing mom. You ought to be punished because the baby has an absolute, by the immutable laws of nature, the baby has an absolute right to life. But what states did is they got rid of their laws that explain, protect, and enforce those rights. Now, you would say, what, the Supreme Court had already ruled. No, they ruled in one person's case. And if it came up again, you could go ahead and say, let's correct the record, Supreme Court. Somebody forgot to mention certain things in this case. For some reason, the state of Texas offered somebody to do the argument here who is not competent to communicate the law as it is. The whole country should not abandon law because somebody from Texas who was put in position because of connections and did not have the ability to articulate the law properly, we should not abandon law because maybe they targeted Texas. They figure, hey, who's going to argue this case in Texas? It'd be this guy. Okay, let's go do Texas. This guy won't know how to communicate. Very troubling thing. The principal aim of society to protect individuals in the enjoyment of those absolute rights, not relative rights. See, a person under the 14th Amendment, that's a relative right. Well, the baby's not a person under the 14th Amendment. Doesn't need to be. That's a right in relation to society. The baby is a person, a natural person with absolute rights that have nothing to do with the 14th Amendment. And that there's no, they don't need 14th Amendment protection. It's the absolute duty of Texas to protect the life of the baby. And should the life of the baby come up against the life of the mother, then it would be up to a jury to make a determination of whether or not that killing the baby was excusable. The absolute rights of man considered as a free agent endowed with discernment to know good from evil. Huh? Question mark. Do you hear that? That's interesting that the perspective of those who wrote the Constitution, these guys were reading Sir William Blackstone, the thing I'm quoting right now on the absolute rights of individuals. Blackstone said the absolute rights of man considered as a free agent endowed, not evolved, but endowed with discernment to know good and evil, and with the power of choosing those measures which appear to him the most desirable, are usually summed up in one general, I'll use the word term, it's called the natural liberty of mankind. This natural liberty consists properly in a power of acting as one thinks fit without any restraint or control, unless by the law of nature. That goes on to say, folks, law can't prohibit you from behaving. The law can't prohibit you from killing the unborn. The law can't prohibit you from speaking. Then the law and the power of government can only enforce those things that may be wrong, that are an offense to society. And then you have the duty and opportunity to defend yourself if they try to enforce something that's unlawful. The natural liberty consists in properly in a power of acting as one thinks fit. You can do what you want without any restraint or control. It's true. You're not chained. You can do anything you want. Being a right of inherent in us by birth and one of the gifts of God to man at his creation. It's a gift of God to man at his creation. You're being told by those in government that you have evolved, that there is no creator, that so there's no one to give you any gift. Now, if they're successful in convincing every generation, or at least a majority of those who are in society, if they can convince our young people and our not tuning in too well people that there's no creator to give you any right, then those who are in control of the government are free to do whatever they can do by the power that they have. It's a very dangerous thing to abandon that which is so obvious in nature, and that's that we have been created and that we have natural liberty that's been endued upon us by God at his creation, and he endued us with the faculty of free will. I was watching Ben Stein's Intelligent Design, or what was it called? Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. And it was a documentary about how people who are really using their minds and thinking and observe in DNA and all the things in nature, the laws of physics, that it's all has design. Your body has design. They're trying to figure out its design. So when something's not right, if you got a genetic defect, that what was the original design? How is it defective? How is it off the design? That's what they're doing. And if you bring it up in those contexts, you'll be fired. You'll be written off as a superstitious religious nut instead of somebody who's actually using your brain and has the courage and has so much. It's so convincing that you're willing to lose your job because it's so true. And you have to say the truth. So in this thing in Ben Stein, there was a guy who ended up, I think, dying of a brain tumor or something. But he said, because of evolution, he says, there is no free will. Nobody has free will. You're only doing that which chaotic chance has inspired you to do. You're just, as Darwin said, responding to instincts and impulses, not to your own free will, not any consideration of morality or right and wrong or ultimate accountability. You've just evolved. So you're just doing what's in the chemical, whatever chemically stimulates you. You have no choice. Well, this this natural liberty, he's saying you have no natural liberty. It's a power of acting as one thinks fit without any restraint or control, lest by the law of nature, being a right inherent in us by birth, one of the gifts of God to man at his creation when he endued him with the faculty of free will. These retained rights in the Bill of Rights, Amendment 9, says those things that are expressly, you know, if it's not enumerated there, but they're still retained, even though it hasn't been listed. Is it true? Is this really an archaic document that's based on a false presumption? Or is this these folks who saw what was so obviously true and put their lives on the line to risk your protection, to protect your life, your liberty, your property as a generation to come? Was it faulty? My whole point of this today is to make us stop and think, you know what? If we sit back and do nothing, say nothing because it's uncomfortable, and then parade on 4th of July and Memorial Day and Armistice Day and all these different days, if we just do a parade and we celebrate those who gave their lives but aren't willing to tackle what's right before us, gross hypocrisy. I mean, really, what they literally, it's we're celebrating them dying in vain. And if that's provocative, so be it. It's appointed man once to die, then the judgment. That's what the Bible says. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many go thereby. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there are who find it. Take a look around you, folks. There's a broad way to destruction. Wow. Another thing that hit me today, it's very kind of strange that I've been seeing these things. I saw a video clip of George Harrison, and he was it was a couple of years before he died, and he just so happened to show up in this TV show that was promoting an album that he was doing, and he stopped in, and he ended up just talking forever. It was very interesting to find out what his views were, and he actually, somebody had walked into this building, and they had a guitar with him, and he actually picked up a guitar and started playing songs that had never been released and would soon to be released. It's the first time he did this one song in public. And he says, if you don't know where you're going, every road will get you there. He was in a search for God in his life. But he said, if you don't know where you're going, neat words. If you don't know where you're going, every road will get you there. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many go thereby. So I am here pleading with those who are listening to really consider, don't check your brains out. And it very well may be that you have been endowed by your Creator with a gift of intelligence. You've also been endowed by your Creator with a gift of a spiritual dimension that can be made alive. You say, well, where is this thing? This, all I know is my brain. There was a guy that came to Jesus one night when nobody's looking at night. And he said, you know, he brought up some questions to Jesus. And he says, well, you know, we know you come from God because all the things you do. And he says, you can't know God unless you've been born again. And you've heard that term, but he meant to be born in the Spirit. So that's something to think about. Read what Jesus said. I'll leave you with that. It's the Gospel of John. You open the Bible, the Gospel of John. Look in the index there and find it. David Allen Carmichael, this is Preservative Talk Radio, my Faith and Freedom show, engaging the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Brought to you by Liberty Works Radio Network. Appreciate them. Please check them out at libertyworksradionetwork.net and also lwrn.net, and actually support those people who sponsor this radio broadcast.